Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the General Electric fourth quarter 2012 earnings conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. My name is Deanna, and I will be your conference coordinator today. If at any time during the call you require assistance, please press star followed by zero, and a conference coordinator will be happy to assist you. If you experience issues with the slides refreshing or there appears to be delays in the slide advancement, please hit F5 on your keyboard to refresh. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the program over to your host for today's conference, Trevor Schonberg, Vice President of Investor Communications. Please proceed.
Thank you, Deanna. Good morning and welcome, everyone. We're pleased to host today's fourth quarter and total year 2012 earnings webcast. Regarding the materials for this webcast, we issued the press release earlier this morning, and the presentation slides are available via the webcast. The slides are available on our website at www.ge.com/investor. As always, elements of this presentation are forward-looking and are based on our best view of the world and our businesses as we see them today. Those elements can change as the world changes. Please interpret them in that light. For today's webcast, we have our Chairman and CEO, Jeff Immelt, and our Vice Chairman and CFO, Keith Sharon. Now, we're excited to get started, so we'll turn it over to our Chairman and CEO, Jeff Immelt.
Great, Trevor. Thanks. Good morning, everybody. Look, the GE team had a very strong quarter. We saw real strength in the emerging markets, and the developed region stabilized. Orders grew by 7%, excluding foreign exchange and wind. And organic growth was 4% in the quarter and 8% for the year. Earnings were strong, with operating EPS up 13%. Industrial earnings were up 12%, with all segments growing for the second straight quarter. Capital had another good quarter, and for the year, industrial earnings were up 10% and capital up 12%. We delivered on our margin commitments, which grew by 120 basis points in the quarter and 30 basis points for the year. Industrial CFOA was also very strong in the quarter. And for the year, CFOA grew by 48% to $17.8 billion. We returned substantial cash to investors in 2012 through dividends and buyback. And in the fourth quarter, we announced a 12% increase in our dividend and an expansion of our buyback program. Finally, in December, we announced a strategic acquisition in our aviation business called Avio. So this was a very successful quarter for GE. It strengthened as the quarter continued and builds momentum for the future. Orders grew by 2% in the quarter. This is up 7%, excluding, again, the impact of foreign exchange and wind. We had a solid order growth in five of six businesses. Order pricing grew by 0.5% in the quarter. Equipment book-to-bill ratio was 1.2, and we ended the year with a record high backlog of $210 billion. Many of our businesses had great quarters. For instance, healthcare equipment orders grew by 7%. MR was up 12%, CT up 23%, and ultrasound up 11%. And importantly, growth market orders expanded by 12%. Our growth initiatives continue to deliver. Growth regions expanded by 9% in the quarter and 11% for the year. Six of nine regions grew by double digits, including Russia, Australia, Latin America, China, Africa, and ASEAN. For the year, China grew by 19%. Services had another good quarter in revenue backlog and margins. Power Gen Services had a very strong quarter. Service backlog grew to a record of $157 billion. We continue to launch new products and service offerings. We're winning with our aviation product lineup, which is giving us high share of commercial engines. Oil and gas had record orders and backlog. Our subsea orders almost doubled versus last year, and distributed power grew by 19% for the year. In November, we announced nine new service offerings for the industrial internet with 20 more in the pipeline, so we continue to deliver in volatile markets. GE had a great margin performance in the quarter. Margins grew by 120 basis points in the quarter and 30 basis points for the year. Every business grew margins in the quarter, and our performance really was driven by value gap expansion of $330 million, service margins, which grew by 190 basis points, and simplification. For the year, SG&A as a percentage of revenue was down 100 basis points. And we achieved these results in spite of the fact that foreign exchange created a headwind for the year. We entered 2013 with substantial momentum. We expect to hit 70 basis points of improvement in 2013. This is based on very positive value gap, structural costs and service margins, which are really in the run rate. And mix in 2013 should not be a drag. So really a good job by the GE team. GE had a very strong performance on cash as well. For the year, we hit $17.8 billion, up 48%. Industrial CFOA in the quarter was $6.2 billion, up 12%. We had good performance on working capital even while we continued to invest in growth. We end the year with a cash balance of $15.5 billion and consolidated cash of $77 billion. Our strong industrial CFOA performance plus capital dividends is supporting our plan for balanced capital allocation. So we returned $12.4 billion to investors through dividend buyback, and we expect this to continue in the future. And we announced the acquisition of Avio in December for $4.3 billion. As you know, we have a significant backlog of engines and shop visits. We've invested in capability, materials, and capacity to improve our new engine margins. Recently, you've seen several partnership announcements from GE Aviation in our supply chain. In Avio, we're acquiring an existing position in engine development. They bring complementary technologies to GE. We think there's an opportunity to expand this technology beyond aviation. And there's substantial synergies, about $200 million or more, and relatively low execution risk. So at 8.3 times EBITDA, we believe this will generate a good return for our investors, and we expect to close in the second half of 13 after regulatory approvals. So now I'm going to turn back over to Keith to talk about company operations.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm going to start with the fourth quarter summary. Go to the income statement. We have continuing operations revenues of $39.3 billion. That's reported up 4%. XFX revenues were up 5%. Industrial sales of $27.3 billion are up 2%, up 3% XFX again. Capital revenues of $11.8 billion were up 2%, and operating earnings of $4.7 billion were up 13%. Operating earnings per share of 44 cents were up 13%. If you look, continuing EPS here includes the impact of the non-operating pension, and net earnings per share includes the impact of discontinued operations, which I'm going to cover on the next page. As Jeff said, year-to-date cash of $17.8 billion was up 48%, including the dividends from GE Capital, a great year on cash. For taxes, the GE rate of 21% for the quarter, that's up about 6 points from last year, mostly due to higher pre-tax income. And the fourth quarter GE rate is consistent with our rate through the third quarter and the low 20s rate we forecast all through the year. So right now we'd forecast a similar GE tax rate for 2013. The 6% GE capital rate is consistent with the mid-single-digit rate we forecast at the third quarter. As we mentioned in December, our plan for next year for GE capital includes less tax benefits. So right now I'd forecast a rate of approximately 10% for 2013 for GECC. On the right side, you can see the segment results. Total industrial segment profits up 12%. It's great to have all seven of the industrial segments delivering positive earnings growth. And these results also contributed to industrial segment profit of $15.5 billion, up 10% for the total year. GE Capital also had a strong quarter. Earnings are up 9%. If you include the impact of the preferred dividends, GE Capital represented 36% total company earnings in the fourth quarter. Overall, a strong segment growth quarter, and I'm going to cover each of the segments in more detail in a minute. Before I get to the businesses, though, I'll start with other items in the quarter, fourth quarter. First, on the one-time benefits, we had 1 cent of after-tax gains from two non-core dispositions that occurred in the fourth quarter in the segments. We sold the Thomas Medical business and healthcare. That business sells disposable medical devices for cardiology, and we realized a $24 million after-tax gain. And in aviation, we sold the Smith's business in California and Duarte, which makes thrust reverser actuation equipment, and we realized a $67 million after-tax gain. So in total, 1 cent on the benefits. We also had 2 cents of after-tax restructuring and other charges in the quarter. These charges related principally to continued cost structure improvements at GE Capital, at healthcare, power and water, and energy management, as well as some business development costs. On the bottom of the page, we had $305 million of charges in discontinued operations. We booked $286 million of additional reserves on Gray Zone this quarter. While we watched the claims decline 28% in the third quarter, the claims in the fourth quarter were above our model expectations. So we revised our assumptions this quarter. Right now we're reflecting a further slowing in the overall claims reduction rate than we had previously modeled, and that brought our year-end reserve to $700 million. So we'll continue to update you as events and facts change on the Gray Zone. Right now I'll switch to the business results. First I'll start with power and water. As you know, this is the first quarter reporting the three separate businesses, so power and water. The business continued to be impacted by wind. However, all the overall execution delivered positive operating results. Orders of $7.2 billion were down 16%, down 6% ex-wind. Equipment orders of $3.5 billion were down 26%, driven by thermal and renewables. The thermal orders of $974 million were down 49%, as we had orders for 26 gas turbines versus 50 last year.
and we also had orders for 2 steam turbines versus 20 last year. In addition, there were $500 million of thermal order slips that went out of the fourth quarter into 2013. For the total year, we had orders for 108 gas turbines versus 134 in 2011, and the total year thermal orders in dollars were down about 7%. Total thermal order pricing was up 1% in the fourth quarter and up 0.5% for the total year. On renewables, fourth quarter renewable orders of $987 million were down 50%. We had orders for 412 wind turbines versus 1,023 last year. Renewable order pricing was positive, 0.4%, and service orders of $3.6 billion were down 3%. Power gen services was up 7%, and you'll see that's important in terms of profit, but that was offset by nuclear, which was down 15%, in line with lower activity in Japan. For revenues of $7.7 billion, they're up 2%. That's driven by services. Equipment revenues of $3.9 billion were down 2%, driven by thermal down 14, partially offset by wind up 10. We shipped 32 gas turbines versus 33 last year, and we shipped 722 wind turbines versus 688 last year. Service revenues of $3.7 billion were up 5%, driven by power gen services, which was up 8%, and power gen services op profit was up double-digit in the quarter. Total segment profit of $1.7 billion was up 5% as the benefits of the higher services and lower product costs more than offset lower prices. And in the quarter, margins expanded by 80 basis points. On the right side, oil and gas had another strong quarter, closed out a great year. Orders of $5.6 billion were up 18%. Equipment orders of $3.1 billion were up 31%, driven by the strong subsea systems and drilling and surface orders. Year-to-date equipment orders were up 21%. Service orders of $2.4 billion were up 4% on, again, strong subsea systems orders. Total orders pricing was up 1.3%. We finished the year with a backlog of over $14.8 billion, up $2.6 billion from last year, and our seventh consecutive quarter of positive orders pricing. Revenue of $4.5 billion was up 11%, driven by equipment. Equipment revenues of $2.4 billion were up 27%, driven by subsea systems, up 34%. Measurement and controls were up 63%. Turbo machinery was up 16%, and service revenue of $2.1 billion was down 2%. Segment profit of $649 million was up 14%. That's driven by the strong volume and positive pricing, and our acquisitions continue to perform. For the year, they're up significantly and above pro forma, so overall another strong growth quarter for oil and gas. Next is aviation. The aviation team had another solid quarter in fourth quarter. Orders of $7.4 billion were up 8%. The commercial engine orders of $3.6 billion were up 9%, driven by CFM LEAP and Gen X. Military engine orders of $632 million were up 57%, driven by U.S. orders for F-114 and T-700, as well as foreign military orders for F-110 engines. We ended the quarter with a backlog of $22.9 billion, up 6% versus the third quarter. Service orders in the quarter of $2.7 billion were up 1%. Commercial services were flat. The fourth quarter spares order rate was $22.3 million, which was flat with last year. As you know, we did see spares orders stabilize in the fourth quarter, and as you know, spares were down double-digit all year long, so flat was an improvement, and the total year rate was $22 million, down 11% from 2011. Total orders pricing was up 2.3% for the business. Revenue in the quarter, $5.5 billion, was up 11%. That's driven by equipment, which was up 19%. Services were up 3%. We shipped 589 commercial engines in the fourth quarter, which was up 71 engines from last year, and we shipped 48 Gen X units in the fourth quarter. Commercial service revenues of $1.8 billion were flat in the quarter, and segment profit of $1039 million was up 22%. It's up 8% ex the deal that I covered on the other items page. So ex the deal, segment profit growth was driven by positive price, lower base costs, partially offset by negative engine mix. On the right side, healthcare, we had a good orders quarter. Fourth quarter for healthcare, orders of $5.4 billion were up 4%. Equipment orders of $3.4 billion were up 7%. Developed markets were flat, but there was a big shift here. The U.S. was up 8%. Europe was down 8%. Emerging markets were up 24%, continued strength in the business. The Middle East was up over 100%. Russia was up 29%, China up 22%, Latin America up 21%, partially offset by India down 12%. By modality, CT was up 23, MR was up 12, ultrasound was up 11, molecular imaging was down 8, life sciences was up 5, and MDX was down 3. Service orders in the quarter, $2.1 billion, were down 1%, and total orders price was down 1.8% for the business. Revenue of $5.2 billion was flat, driven by the growth markets up 13%, offset by the developed markets down 3%. And segment profit of $102.1 million was up 7%, as the benefits of cost productivity and other income more than offset the negative price and foreign exchange. Organic segment profit growth for the business, if you look in the fourth quarter, it was up 1%, and for the year it was up 3%. Next is transportation. Transportation team delivered another solid quarter despite a slowing top line. Orders of $1.3 billion were up 7%. Equipment orders of $600 million were up 20%, driven by the strong international locomotive orders. We had orders for 100 locomotives versus 74 last year. We had strong mining orders. In mining, it was down a little bit, actually. $151 million was down 7%. And service orders of $720 million were down 3%, as fewer signaling orders offset strong locomotive service orders, which were up 14%. Revenues were down 7% on, as expected, lower locomotive shipments. We had 117 locomotives this year versus 258 last year. That was the way we planned the year. And this was partially offset by the stronger service, which was up 26%, and mining revenues, which were up 57%. Our profit was up 12% on higher service and positive value gap. This is the first quarter we're presenting energy management separately. The businesses here are Convert Team, which is now Power Conversion, Digital Energy, Industrial Solutions, and Intelligent Platforms. Orders of $2.2 billion were up 12%, driven by the strong growth in power conversion, oil and gas, marine orders. Revenues of $1.9 billion were down 1%, as lower Intelligent Platform sales offset the growth in power conversion, which was up 6%. Segment profit of $64 million was up 36%, with 90 basis points of margin expansion, driven by a positive value gap, more than offsetting lower volume. And on the bottom, Home and Business Solutions had a very positive quarter. With Intelligent Platforms now reported in energy management, this segment is just appliances and lighting going forward. Revenues at $2.1 billion were up 2%, driven by appliances. We did see some strength in the contract channel from new housing starts. And segment profit of $115 million was more than double last year's fourth quarter, driven by higher pricing and lower product costs. And a wrap up with G Capital. Mike Neal and the Capital team delivered another solid quarter. Revenues of $11.8 billion were up 2%. Higher core income, strong retail revenues, real estate sales more than offset the impact of lower assets. We ended the year with $419 billion of ending net investment. That's down $26 billion from 2011, driven by the shrinkage of non-core platforms, and over $20 billion lower than our $440 billion goal that we set back in 2009. G Capital earned $1.8 billion in net income, which was up 9%. It's driven by great results in real estate, growth in consumer, and that more than offset the $200 million lower income from lower assets. On the right side, asset quality metrics showed continued improvement across the board, driven largely by improved portfolio performance. Our net interest margin was 4.9%, up 49 basis points, and we had strong volume of $54 billion in the quarter, up 11% from last year. Commercial volume was up 18%, consumer volume was up 8%, and new business volume averaged 3% returns. One other point that's not on the page, in the supplemental deck that we posted this morning, you're going to see reserves at G Capital decline by $400 million versus the prior quarter. This decline is driven by a modification to our write-off policy in line with regulatory guidance, where we now write off loans against specific reserves that we were carrying for more than 12 months. So the change had primarily impacted real estate and CLL. It has no impact on our income statement, and the net impact on the balance sheet is zero, but we had higher write-offs and lower reserves at the end of the quarter because of that, about $400 million. So if I go highlights by business here, first I'll start with CLL. Net income of $544 million was down 30%, driven by lower assets and prior year dispositions, and also the non-repeat of last year's IRS settlement. In the Americas, net income of $455 million was down 20%. That's driven by the non-repeat of the tax item in the fourth quarter, as well as lower assets. We did see strong volume growth in the Americas. In the fourth quarter, volume was up 31% at 2.4% returns. And in Europe, European CLL earned $83 million and was flat with last year. Our consumer business had another positive earnings quarter. We ended the year with assets of $139 billion, flat with last year. Net income of $755 million was up 22%. That's driven by growth across the board in U.S. retail, in Europe, and in Asia. U.S. retail finance earned $477 million, which was up 3%. That's driven by higher assets and better margins, partially offset by higher credit costs as we continued our reserve segmentation that we talked about in the fourth quarter. U.S. retail finance volume was up 9% over last year, and Core Europe earned $154 million in the quarter. For real estate, commercial real estate had another quarter with significant improvements over last year. Assets of $46 billion were down $15 billion. That's down 24% from last year. It's down $9 billion or 16% from the end of the Q3, so we do a good job of reducing our exposure to real estate. The business earned $309 million in net income, which was $460 million better than last year. That's driven by lower losses and impairments, higher tax benefits, higher gains. During the quarter, we sold 282 properties for $2.6 billion, realizing $136 million in after-tax gains. And we also closed on the sale of the business properties book to EverBank, resulting in $82 million of gains and $5.4 billion less real estate. Our unrealized loss on the equity portfolio is down to $1.1 billion at the end of the year, and the outlook is that real estate is going to continue to deliver improved performance in 2013. Next is GECAS. They had a solid fourth quarter. Net income of $343 million was up 9%. That's driven by higher gains and lower losses and impairments. Asset quality remained strong. We ended the year with two aircraft on the ground. And finally, Energy Financial Services also had a solid quarter with earnings of $107 million, down 3%. So overall, a great year. $6.4 billion of dividends paid back to the parent. And with that, let me turn it back to Jeff.
Great, Keith. Thanks. Just to wrap up on 2012 investor commitments, one last time on 12. We really hit all the major goals that we set out with you a year ago. We targeted strong industrial growth, and we hit 12% in the fourth quarter and 10% for the year. We said we would grow margins, and we hit 120 basis points in the fourth quarter, 30 basis points for 12, and we're on track for 70 basis points in 13. We said we wanted to get cash out of GE Capital, and we received a $6.4 billion dividend to the parent. We said we would make GE Capital smaller, and our E&I ended the year at $419 billion, down 6%, even while we grew income by 12%. And we said capital allocation would be disciplined and balanced, and we returned more than $12 billion in dividends and buyback and announced the $4.3 billion Avio acquisition. So 12 was a year where we really hit all of our financial commitments to investors. Looking forward in 2013, there's no change to our 2013 operating framework that we talked about in December. If anything, we start the year with a higher backlog and more cash. Our commitments are similar to 12. We plan to achieve double-digit industrial earnings growth. We plan to receive a substantial dividend from GE Capital. We plan to grow margins while driving solid organic growth, and our fourth quarter orders support this growth. And we plan to return substantial cash to investors through dividend and buyback. So our fourth quarter performance gives us confidence for 2013. I think the GE team has done a great job of execution. And Trevor, now back to you for some questions.
Great. Thanks, Jeff and Keith. Deanna, let's open up the phone lines for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to withdraw your question, please press star 2.